Joining us now on the ticket hotline is someone else who will be at the ballpark tomorrow for opening day. It's our old buddy, our favorite octogenarian, Jesse the Usher, who is the head usher out at the ballpark. He'll be there tomorrow, and he's also been working some Mavericks games lately. Good morning, Jesse.
Hello, is this the radio station?
Yes.
Okay, I can barely hear you. If y'all could talk a little bit louder, it would certainly help me out.
Okay, we'll try to, is this better if we talk directly into the microphone like that?
I got you now, I have you now, yes, I can hear you.
What you been up to, Jesse?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't know how much longer I can keep working at the ballpark of the American Airlines Center.
Oh, no, what's wrong?
Well, I'm just getting so old now, and I'm a little down in the back.
Oh.
So I've been going to the doctor for that and some other things, and he's giving me these Rick Perry pills, and that makes me so darn loopy, I can't hardly focus on what I'm saying now.
Well, that's too bad. Hang in there.
Hope you fight through it.
But I'm tired of Mark Cuban grabbing me and humping me like a dog every time the Mavericks score a bucket in the first quarter.
He gets excited.
Well, that's just plain damn ridiculous. I don't care who you are, how much money you got. You need to pace yourself there, Mr. Cuban. Stop humping men who are twice the age.
I think he calls that dancing.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That don't look like no Lindy Hop to me.
Just go stand on the other side of the arena from him.
Yes. And let me, we're still talking on the phone?
Yes.
Let me tell you that this Mr. Oldham that the Mavericks have right now is a total nightmare.
Lamar Odom.
Lamar, that's right. You read Lamar Odom. And I tell you, I remember when I was a boy, about knee-high to a grasshopper, my pappy always told me to work hard and don't let a woman tell me my business. And I look at this Lamar, and I think my daddy would think that's the most worthless man he ever set eyes on.
So even you've noticed his poor play, huh?
Oh, Lord have mercy. I grew up milking four cows before sunup. And Lamar spends his time milking them big old Titanic tatties of Chloe before sunup.
Quite a difference in how you guys live your lives.
That's all he does. That's about all he does.
Well, is it all he does?
Lord have mercy. I tell you the truth, too. And now I've been taking the ushering down at the ballpark in Arlington. And did you see some of them storms come through there?
Yeah, it was bad the other day.
Yeah, boy, Lord, that was something else. Anyway, I have to watch out for Charles Hamilton, make sure he doesn't dip into my moonshine.
You keep moonshine out at the ballpark?
Oh, I keep a few mason jars tucked here and there.
Well, yeah, I hope he doesn't get into that.
And I got to sample, thanks to Mr. Daniels, he let me sample that 2-foot-long hot dog they got out there.
Uh-huh.
How is it?
Lordy mercy, I tell you, that thing is big. I ate on that thing for 2 days straight.
2 days?
Every day I worked it down a little, finally finished it off yesterday. Yesterday evening. Hey, I want to make mention to you. Still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Right. I wanted to make mention that Thursday week, I'm going to be celebrating my 70th anniversary.
Wow. 70 years of marriage.
Congratulations.
No, not 70 years of marriage. 70th anniversary of hitting a Japanese right in the eye with a bayonet.
Oh, my gosh, Jesse.
That's right. That's true, yeah. You're one of our proud veterans.
That's right. I still wear my high high-topped mesh hat says I'm a veteran.
Those are really high.
Yeah. Say, I can barely stand to be around this you dogish.
You need to let that go. He has nothing to do with the conflict that you were a part of 70
yeah,
years ago.
Believe me, I know, you know, I know this world's moved on, but it's harder for some of us older folks.
Yeah, I understand.
Flashbacks and all kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It just makes me violent. I come back from the doctor's office round yonder yesterday, and he says that, Jesse, you don't have too much time left.
Oh, no. Like not much time left to live?
No, I don't. No, I have too much time left before I get this off my private thing and start having sex again.
Oh, my God.
I ended them while I teared it up at the retirement home.
Oh, Jesse.
Most of them are widow women. Do whatever you want to you.
We don't want to hear about that.
No, we don't.
All right.
What's that?
You still there?
Well, now, yeah. I think I'm losing you.
Yeah, it sounds like you're in a bad cell.
We need to get that direct phone we were talking about.
All right. Y'all call me again next Sunday.
Okay.
Okay, see you, Jesse.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
There's Jesse the